going out there trying to be productive for this football team. Enjoyed the last game with my teammates and make the most of it.
But this could be a possibility, though. I mean, that this might be the last game, for not only Andy but for you as well.
Yeah, but I mean that may be the case. But I'm just praying it's not my last football game ever.
Why would you think that it could be?
I didn't say it could be. No, see, you're misinterpreting right now.
What was it like to get that call from Andy saying that it's going to be your time to go?
I mean, it's great to know that you're going to have a chance to go out and play. The one thing I never do is never waver or back down from my opportunity to go out there and get on the field, regardless of what has transpired throughout the season. I'm fully confident in myself and the guys around me, and have to go out there and put it all together for the last game and get a win for Andy.
Could you have played them last week against the Redskins?
Could I have played?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have played last week. But coach's decision was to just ensure that I was healthy, continue to stay healthy, and I think his concern was more about my health than anything. And I think he felt that I was ready to go, but the decision was made to, basically just keep me out, and continue to get healthy.
Is that typical, Mike? You've been a starter all your life. You're on the sideline watching, not active. Is that kind of a unique feeling for you?
I mean, it's difficult. Especially after watching the game last week, you want to get out there, you want to play. You get that feeling back of what it's like to be behind the center, to be in control. And as a quarterback, I love being in control, and I just miss it. So I'm gonna have an opportunity to go out this week and play, and I'm excited about it.
Mike, I saw you said that this wasn't an audition. Yet, obviously, don't you think this has a lot to do with what happens for you beyond this season, this game?
I mean, I'm not putting pressure on myself to go out and try to put on a great performance, as in a sense of an audition. I think, it's about just going out and playing and doing what you love to do. It's already enough pressure on you in this league already. But the thing I'm truly confident about is my ability to play the game of football. What I've learned, the success I've had over the past years, and what I can accomplish. So I think I just have to go out and continue to play my game. The focus is to try to be the best player I can be year in and year out, and be in tip-top shape, and make sure that, and ensure that, I'm doing all the right things.
When you look at the schedule, you've had sort of a wild ride since coming to Philadelphia. You came in with the Wildcats, and you're the starters, and last week you were on the bench, now you're the starter again. How would you describe your time here?
My time has been great. I've enjoyed being here. I've enjoyed the coaches. I've enjoyed the teammates that I've had. Some have come and gone, but, given the opportunity, I was able to go out and be productive in 2010, finish strong in 2011, and this year was just a roller coaster ride. We had a lot of ups and downs and a lot of guys who got hurt. So we just had to deal with it the way we did. And the joy that we get in the fulfillment is still being able to go out and play the game.
Mike, if this is it for Andy, how much does this team deserve to send Andy off with a win after everything he's done for not just yourself, but this organization?
Well, if you look at Coach Reed's track record, the things he's been able to accomplish, it's going to be hard to top. And it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of commitment. And the one thing I can say is that he's committed himself and to being the best coach that he can be, and having his players in, the best possible position, week in and week out, to try to win the games. And you don't win them all. You don't win them all. And every good thing comes to an end. If that is the case, we don't know. And same thing for me. But, throughout it all, I can't say we stay confident. We have fun. And we're going to try to go out and win this last one.
Michael, you guys haven't played in New York. You haven't played in New York against the Giants since the miracle.
Yeah.
Unbelievable comeback that you had. The team is like 12-22 since then. It seemed like things were really building at that point, since then things have kind of gone downhill.
Yeah.
What happened to the team? It's probably more of a question since then.
I can't tell you. I know, it's just so many moving parts and, guys in and out. And, we had coaching changes and things of that nature. So I really can't say what happened or what went wrong. I have to go back and look at all the film. And we all have to evaluate you know, and assess our situation as far as what happened, you know, at the conclusion of the season. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, it's not the first organization that this has happened to, and it certainly won't be the last. You know, hopefully it just won't be this one.
Do you recall thinking what you thought after that game? Like, did you think, like, that team was going to go to this?
Well, I thought we had a great shot to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, we were very confident, and we felt like we can beat anybody. And you know, even this year, you know, when we was 3-5, so to speak, we still thought we can win every game, and we was just that confident. I think that's where it all starts. It all starts in, you know, with your faith and your belief and your confidence and what you can do. And I think that'll take you a long way.
Do you think this game can kind of help determine whether you should be a starter next year, whether it's here or somewhere else?
I don't know if this game is going to, I mean, I'm not looking at it like that. I know I got a lot of good football left in me, and I think we all standing right here know that. You know, I think, you know, we just shooting questions out there that, you know, y'all just want me to answer in a certain way. But, you know, I know what I can do. You know, I think you all know what I can do, and I believe in myself, and I'm only going to continue to get better. And that's in hard work and preparation and put myself in the tip-top condition in the off-season and training hard. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. And then hopefully, you know, I can help somebody's organization next year. Thank you.